want to share with you is some of the things I was just talking about with Grover Norquist, so you have a fuller picture of the conversation, understand and appreciate what I'm talking about when it comes to the stimulus packages. And those on the left saying, well, we haven't done anything. What are we doing? And I'm thinking that Mike Barnicle at MSNBC should check his meds. Mike, seriously, take a moment. Just wrong vial. You grabbed the wrong vial, Mike. That would explain a couple of things. Plus, drinking before noon again? Mike, come on. Trillions of dollars spent. Listening to this clown, you'd think that no money has been spent on stimulus. No money's been spent on the American people. No money's been spent to protect unemployment benefits and make sure businesses don't go out of business. That's what you would think listening to this guy. This is what MSNBC is all about. That's why this woman has written this exit letter, which we're going to get to, if not today, this week, I guarantee you. But listen to this. It's bite number four with Mike Barnicle of MSNBC. Delusional, medicated. You decide. Bite number four. Go.
The economic present today and the economic future, near-term and long-term, for millions of American families whose lives, economically speaking, may never be the same because of the inaction of the United States Senate and the inability of the United States Senate, and specifically Donald Trump's administration, to cut a deal to keep these families afloat in the short term. And it is unbelievably outrageous that they are wringing their hands and walking back and forth from one end of the Capitol to the other, complaining about the negotiation process, when there are millions of American families that are going to sink into an economic mire and never really recover.
And now you know the truth, because the truth is this. The $1 trillion, or $2 trillion, really, it's a $1 trillion plan put forth by Republicans. The plan being demanded by Democrats is $2 trillion. It includes money for the states and state governments and governments that have squandered their money and didn't save money for a rainy day and overspent and overextended, all with the idea of, well, if things get tough, we'll just tax these clowns more. You, by the way, are the clown. And me, my neighbors, and everybody here, just pony up. It's no big deal. They'll take good money, good care of your money this time. They promise. This time they'll be good with your money. This time they'll be good with your money. Not like the last time or every time since you've been alive. They won't squander it this time. It's appalling, really. And they want to hire more Democratic poll workers. Also appalling. While both campaigns, by the way, are gearing up with attorneys, as far as the eye can see. And in New York's 12th congressional district, still no results from the primary going on a month ago now. Or is it 6 weeks? I think it's 6 weeks now. No results. Mail-in ballots were significant in that election, but 20% of those were thrown out. The difference in the election right now, 680 votes. 20% of the mail-in ballots were tossed. Is this what we should expect from our friends in blue states as we get ready for mass mail-in voting? Well, here's my take on it. And you can tell me if I'm wrong and do so at stevegruber.com. Drop me a note, but here's my take on it. Let them. Let those on the left that are demanding mail-in balloting to do all the mail-in balloting they can do. Let them vote by mail. Let them register late and vote late and send the mail a couple of days before the election. It should get there on time. Republicans, on the other hand, and conservatives, and those that believe in smaller government and lower taxes, you go ahead and vote in person, please. Make it a point to vote in person unless you're completely incapable or not going to be anywhere nearby. I say that because if the mail-in ballots are as untrustworthy as we're seeing now, if the mail-in ballots are so untrustworthy as to just arrive at the polling place, and the Democrats decide that that's the path they're going to follow, well, let's help them. I agree. You should vote by mail. I agree. You should trust those machines at the post office that are circa 1985. I think you should trust those computers. You've been to a post office recently, the machines they use? It's not exactly like walking to Microsoft or Apple now, is it? Nothing against the people that work there. Appreciate everything that you do. Don't get me wrong. But the equipment, not exactly up to date. The systems, a little bit antiquated. So if the Democrats demand that's the way they want to go, by God, let them. I fully support that. And those that want your votes counted for sure, you show up in person. Where I vote, I feed it right into the machine. I watch it tally. And if it doesn't, I tell the nice lady sitting right there, hey, this didn't work right. It's never happened. But if it did, hey, they're right there. It rings it up. Ring, ring, ring. I'm going to do it in person. Ring. Make the sound with me. Ring. Nicely done. Ring. Well done. And the failure rate there in that New Jersey CBS News story was 3%. Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin were all decided by about a half a percentage point or less in 2016. So a 3% failure rate will decide seats in the United States Congress, maybe in the U.S. Senate, and certainly the Electoral College. So I'm all for it. I support my friends that want mail-in balloting. I hope they all do it that way, because me, personally, I'm going to show up in person. That must always remain legal, me showing up in person and casting my ballot. I'll wait in line for as long as it takes. I'll bring a sandwich. I'll bring a glass of water. I'll do whatever it takes. I will vote in person. You do what you want. But I'll know that my ballot arrived and my ballot was counted. Can you say the same? You're in the No Panic Zone here on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Take a quick break. We're going to check in on sports with Brock Palmbush. Don't go anywhere.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is back, summer style. Right now, save big on all remaining 2019 Roxors, starting at $750 off. Hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. It's the side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Summer Sales event is only for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com/offers to learn more.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.